Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The second week of witness testimony in former President Trump's New York hush money trial resumes Thursday. Trump is expected back in court. The judge will hear more arguments over Trump's alleged gag order violations. Taking the witness stand Thursday will be lawyer Keith Davidson, who claims that in 2016 he represented two women who allegedly had affairs with Trump. Trump is facing nearly three dozen counts of falsifying business records to cover up hush money payments to one of those women, porn actress Stormy Daniels. The Arizona State Senate overturning that Civil War-era abortion ban? USA's John Schaefer with that story.
Two Republicans crossed the aisle to support the measure alongside Democrats. Last month, the state Supreme Court revived a law from 1864 that prohibited nearly all abortions. The legislation now moves to Governor Katie Hobbs for her signature. With the repeal of the 1864 law, Arizona's 2022 legislation, which prohibits abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy, will be reinstated.
The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged, as officials want to see more confidence in inflation decreasing before considering rate cuts, Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
So far this year, the data have not given us that greater confidence. Readings on inflation have come in above expectations.
The central bank aims to bring inflation down to 2%. Interest rates have stayed at their highest level in over two decades since July. The House is passing legislation that cracks down on anti-Semitism. The vote, 320-91 in favor of the bill amid ongoing pro-Palestine college campus protests. The bill would require the Department of Education to adopt the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism for enforcing anti-discrimination laws. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
One congressman says he believes he's seen harsh anti-Semitic attitudes in some of the college campus protests nationwide. Democrat Josh Gottheimer of New Jersey spoke with reporters on Capitol Hill Wednesday.
Anti-Semitism, anti-hate on college campuses, violence and harassment against Jewish students, or frankly against any student, is unacceptable.
The comments come on the coattails of bipartisan agreement on a new bill in the U.S. House would require the Department of Education to adopt the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism. The vote in the House was 320-91 in favor of the bill. It's unclear how the legislation might fare in the Senate. Ford is recalling more than 240,000 Maverick pickup trucks due to taillights that failed to illuminate, as reported by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The recall affects specific Maverick models from 2022 to the present year. Plenty of Californians felt that earthquake Wednesday, which reportedly struck an area of Southern California at a magnitude of 4.1. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the quake was centered close to Corona in Riverside County near the border with Orange County. The national average for a gallon of regular gas has slightly increased, standing closer to $3.66 a gallon, according to AAA. That's on average. This price remains the same as a week ago. It's 13 cents higher than a month ago. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, by the way. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, what can I tell you? The campus craziness. And there's so much about that, really. You cannot think it's just, you know, begins and ends there on the campus. I mean, what we're seeing is a manifestation of the wackiness of our culture. You know, here we are revisiting, you could say 1968, the shades and memories for those of us that were around during that period of time. You could even say most recently, is this the summer of love deja vu one more time with lawlessness and all that's going on right now? I mean, there's a lot there, and what it is telling us is that we've become unhinged. We have let go of these traditions, these anchoring points that are so critical to a country, to a culture. You know, to let them go, then you're like a untethered balloon, you know, with a hole in it, just going willy-nilly, pal-mal all over the place, just crazy. But you know, this is what our kids are demonstrating to us, and I understand. You know, many parents, especially parents that have been paying $100,000 a year for their kids' education, and I feel for them because you know here they're planning on graduation ceremonies and having family come in to celebrate the accomplishment of their child, and all this is being compromised. You know, for what? For a small minority of people. And abusing these traditions. But, you know, this is why we say, like we were talking with Benjamin Baird earlier this morning, this is a breakdown in leadership. Leadership should control these things. I mean, this is, to me, the university itself is liable for not protecting. You know, you want to protect Jews, you want to protect Palestinians, protect everybody so that they're there to be educated, not to not to do the kind of destruction that's been going on. And I understand. Look, I understand. I'm a constitutionalist, and I firmly believe in free speech, and I believe in the right to protest. But you also have to believe in the right of everyone else. You don't absorb a right at the expense of others. And this is where it's crossed the line, and this is where there's been that breakdown in leadership. I would tell you, I mean, it's kind of like during the Reagan era, and for those of us that were around at that time, Ronald Reagan didn't put up with this. Air traffic controllers wanted to pitch a fit and do that. So, okay, fine. Hey, you get to show up for a job. If you're not going to show up for your job, you're fired. And guess what? He said what was going to happen, and he followed through on it. And what happened? Okay, it wasn't like the planes fell out of the air. Oh, the planes are going to fall out of the air. No. You know, the people that decided to stubbornly hold to their to their persuasion paid the price. They lost their jobs. There was consequence. So, you've got to set the boundaries, and the boundaries are there. I mean, they're common sense boundaries. But when people, you know, like right now in the culture, it's like, we don't want rules. We don't want regulations. It's like, okay, so what are we going to do? Now, all of a sudden, we're just going to say, well, you know, I know there's a stop sign there, but I don't feel like stopping. Okay? But we want to trust that our fellow man, fellow woman, okay, is going to follow the law. And then when that stop sign's there, they're going to stop. Or a red light. Right? Because if they decide, well, you know, that's oppressive. You know, I look at that stop sign as oppressive or whatever, you know, contemporary thought and theory out of the classroom that some professor told them about. So they're going to be rebellious and defy the basic laws of the land. And so what's the consequence? Somebody gets killed, injured, they themselves, out of their own stubbornness and their silliness to think that rules and laws don't matter. But because there's no consequence in today's world, today's America, you continue to get these insane behaviors. You know, where, you know, people, you know, in New York are attacking police. It's not just New York, in Los Angeles. You know, political officials, their homes are being invaded. You know, the mayor of Los Angeles, in D.C., elected officials. Okay, you see, and in a way, it's only fitting that some of these elected officials are beginning to realize what those in, you know, maybe in the poorer communities knew from day one, that when there was this, you know, stampede of thought from D.C., you know, the AOCs of the world saying we should defund police, you know, let's get rid of police. Well, it was these communities who knew, and they were anxious immediately. It didn't take a genius. They said, what are we going to do? You can't, we don't need less. We need more police. We don't need less police. What are you doing? You're putting us in jeopardy. This is what they did. It's just absurd. I mean, how painful is that? But they know exactly, you know, these people in these poorer communities. But because they're poor communities, don't matter, right? But, you know, take it to Martha's Vineyard or take it into some of these wealthier zip codes in D.C., for example. Maybe they'll start to take notice and realize the results of the policies that they're pushing. But barring that, they continue because it's not about the people. As we were talking earlier with Mike Powell, it's not about the people. You know, it's not about me and you. They're not here to serve us. It's about power and control. That's all that matters. Power and control. And here it is. You know, shame on us because we keep reelecting them. We keep putting them in office. I mean, really, if you really want to get this country back on track, the revolution that needs to take place, and it's happening, I guess, in many bonfires in certain parts of the country, but for it to really, really stand out, you know, kind of like, you know, these frat boys at UNC, you know, what did they do? They pushed back. They raised the American flag in the midst of all this stuff with the Palestinian flags and all this to let the people know on the campus, not here. And the people responded. Okay. Very little reporting from the mainstream media on that. Did you notice? You know, they didn't want to really say much about it. Because this breaks up the narrative of which they support, which is amazing, right? Because what do they think they're going to do, you know, in a different America that is so tyrannical? And forget about your gifts and talents as a journalist. It doesn't matter because you got to toe the party line, you know. And to me, again, you hear me say from time to time, it's an expression of mediocrity whenever your talents are clipped and limited. And this is what socialism, this is what Marxism does. It mediocritizes the population. And, oh, you think it's tough now? You think it's crazy now? You think it's brain damaging now and brain bruising now? You have no idea. Maybe you should talk to somebody who has come from a country, and there are many. This is one thing, you know, about the immigrants that are in this country. They know firsthand the kind of oppression that takes place in these type of governments. We've got to go to break right now. Stay with us just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour, Rick.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523. 800-284-0523.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Back, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Paul Kengor is with us, professor of political science, executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. I think we've got an updated, too, don't we? Is that still appropriate, Paul?
It is, Yeah. Well, okay. we are now the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. So that's
exactly
our new title. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. There it is. Okay. All right. Well, look at Grove City College. Is everybody behaving themselves there, or are they caught up in this? You know, I've been using this analogy, right? You know, you get this mantra, from the river to the sea, that a lot of these kids don't understand what it represents. Of course, it's just a flat-out annihilation and a Holocaust and elimination of Israel altogether. And so what's happening in like form is that you have from the Atlantic to the Pacific, this craziness is going on, because lest the people forget is that Israel is in first place and their next attack is on America, right?
Yeah, no, that's very well said. I mean, from like the East Coast to the West Coast in America. Yeah, the river to the sea in Israel, that would be the Jordan River to the Mediterranean. So that wipes out all of modern Israel, which was created in 1948, you know, approved at the UN by all the different countries. I mean, even the U.S. and the USSR were allies. Even Stalin and Harry Truman came together on that one. But, at Grove City College, we're behaving ourselves. In fact, to show how different we are, we actually held a conference on April 11th on anti-Semitism, the subject of anti-Semitism. And we brought in Michael Medved. We brought in Naomi Schaefer Riley. She wrote God in the Quad. We even brought in Mike Pence, who is about as good a friend of Israel as you could find anywhere, the former vice president. And he served the president, Donald Trump, who was probably better toward Israel than I think maybe any president we've ever had, going back to probably Harry Truman.
Exactly.
So these campuses, UCLA and Columbia, I'll tell you, I told my wife this morning, Bill, I said, I'm actually grateful for it. I mean, I hope nobody gets hurt. Certainly pray that no one gets killed. But this is smoking out and showing to all of America what these campuses are like. They are toxic. They are awful, left-wing, crazy places. And if you think this is bad, you ought to see what they're talking about, what they're preaching about gender and sexuality and marriage and morality at these places. They've been completely unhinged, and Columbia has been unhinged for about 100 years. You could go back to Whitaker Chambers, Bella Dodd, Thomas Merton, all these people who became communists at Columbia. Columbia brought the Frankfurt School in the 1930s, Herbert Marcuse. Right. Horkheimer, Adorno, all those guys. Kate Millett wrote her awful screed, Sexual Politics, at Columbia in 1968. Mark Rudd and SDS and the Weathermen, who became the Weather Underground, they shut down Columbia in April 1968. This time, what, like 56 years ago? So I'm kind of glad that all of America is getting to see what these crazy people, what these campuses have been like.
Exactly. Well, and they need to pause for just a minute and take it in and realize, like you said, they're being fully exposed. And it's amazing, Paul. I mean, this is, it's all part and parcel. You know, this mind melt that's taken place that, goes from the Oval Office through all these lefties and, this mind meld that's happening. I think it's quite revealing. And the American people need to take it in and understand, look at, if you want a free America, then it's going to be up to us, you know, like the frat boys at UNC raising the American flag and standing for that which promotes liberty and all these important issues that are clearly spelled out in our Declaration of Independence and Constitution, right?
That's right. And you need a group of, frat boys from down south at a place like UNC to do that. Now, the faculty at UNC is probably as left wing as UCLA and pretty much everywhere else. But you're probably not going to see, frats at Columbia, for example, doing that. Yeah, they're too busy. The chapters you have there are, the SDS chapter, the Democratic Socialists of America chapter. The pro-abort chapter, the swap your gender every day, new pronouns chapter, right? But I was glad to see that at UNC. God bless those guys. Mm-hmm. And by the way, kudos to the Democrat left-wing mayor of New York. even made a pretty good statement yesterday. So it's good for people to see what this rot looks like.
Exactly. Well, you know, speaking of UCLA, I thought it was interesting. Of course, this got little media coverage, but what some kids did was they had a trailer with a screen, and they were showing footage from the Gaza and what happened there in southern Israel when the innocents were attacked.
Yeah, no, that's good. They need to do that. In fact, when Mike Pence came to Grove City College on April 11th, he had been to Israel after the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack, and he provided up on our big screen behind him photos of some of what he saw. And I don't think people realize just how vicious and just how bad it was. And I'll add this too, Bill. I'd like to see these oppressed cowards at Columbia, you know, oppressed with it for $70,000 a year tuition, right? I'd like to see them take their masks off. I'd like to see them take their COVID mask off, right? This is still their era of vax mandate and mask mandate when they were telling all of us what to do, forcing us to get their messenger RNA clot shots and everything else. Show your face. Let's see who you really are. And I bet there's a lot of January 6th people in jail right now who are probably wondering if any of these kids at any of these places are going to be taken off the prison for taking over buildings and occupying buildings and clashing with police, right? I mean, the January 6th people, they went into a building. They shouldn't have done that. Some of them broke into it. But most of them didn't directly clash with police like these guys.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. The police were welcoming them in, you know, in many instances.
Right.
And the damage level, I don't know. I've heard different estimates, anywhere from 100,000 to maybe $1 million. I don't know. I don't think it was that extreme, but that's what they talk about. I mean, versus when Black Lives Matter was there, remember, you know, how many millions of dollars of damage did they do? And
But
I mean, even there, just in, you know, they're in the Capitol, okay? And nobody went to jail that I'm aware of, and, you know, certainly not still in solitary confinement like the J6ers are. You got people who have been held in solitary confinement for years.
Well, and how many people in that summer of 2020 that went into their local town square or came in from out of town and went into the little town square and blowtorched, spray-painted, and decapitated a statue?
Exactly.
You know, anyone from Stonewall Jackson to all over the West Coast, St. Junipero Serra, who founded all the missions in California. I mean, if I took a spray can and went downtown Grove City and sprayed I Love You, Susan, my wife's name, on the side of the building, I'd get arrested for vandalism.
Exactly.
You know, these kids all got away with it. And still have to this day. And that's why a lot of people on the right get so angry, over things like what happened on January 6th. Why are these other people, these left wing thugs, doing any time for the damage that they've caused?
Exactly. And because there's no consequences, we get more of the thing that we don't want, right? They get what they want. And meanwhile, everyday Americans who just want to go about their lives, provide for their families, and continue to work hard on their jobs, all this is compromised, which will be quite interesting because I think the jobs of the future for these kids that have been rambunctious, maybe that's why they're keeping their mask on, is somehow they can not be identified because their opportunity for employment has been minimized greatly, right?
Hey, they have future jobs in our universities, Starbucks, and at Google. They'll get hired in any of those places.
Or any kind of Democratic-led bureaucracy, right?
Right. They could run as Democrats.
There you go. Dr. Paul Kengor, thank you, sir. Take care.
Would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it
it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Pro-Palestine protesters continue to cause disruptions on college campuses. One recent example with campers who set up inside a building on the campus of New York City's Fordham University, where two arrests were reported. Students and even some faculty were spotted locked arm in arm Wednesday, trying to keep police from forcing people out. At Columbia University in Manhattan Tuesday night, police removed protesters from a residence hall after they took control of the building the day before. Tensions remain high after the Los Angeles Police Department issued a citywide tactical alert to the pro-Palestinian encampment at UCLA. The national average for a gallon of regular gas has slightly increased, standing closer to $3.66 a gallon, according to AAA. That's on average. This price remains the same as a week ago. It's 13 cents higher than a month ago. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
That's Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to be talking with Megan Barth. Megan is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. So she's been running around with her hair on fire, trying to stay on top of everything. So anytime we can get her on the air with us is an honor. Hey, Megan, how are you?
My hair is on fire, but we're doing okay. We're hanging out.
Good for you. Oh yeah, without a doubt. As the calendar is, changing pages here as we get closer and closer, you know, to the election, and people are still, you know, they're still skittish on whether or not we can have a free and fair election. Although I got to hand it to Laura Trump and the new leadership of the RNC that has hired 100,000 operatives to focus on voter integrity in these targeted swing states.
Yeah, you know, and I think finally the GOP is catching up to, a lot of the state laws that were passed during COVID. And I think the GOP and just voters at large, whether they were conservatives, Democrats, or independents, I think that they witnessed, and I certainly witnessed, the games, if you will, that were played during the pandemic in order to tilt the advantage towards Joe Biden and Democrats in general down the ticket. You had Mark Elias, who was the DNC's lawyer for well over a decade, who was involved in the Fusion GPS, document, the fake document that Trump and Russia meddled in the election, et cetera. You had Mark Elias as well as Mark Zuckerberg come into various counties with threats of legal action, and in the case Mark Zuckerberg, millions of dollars to again give the advantage to the Democrats, during the quote unquote pandemic. So the response by the GOP is well needed, and they're finally starting to play the game that the Democrats have designed.
Yeah, well, Elias had an army of Democratic operative attorneys, I think at least 600 that I was aware of. So they stormed the state houses, threatening lawsuits, and in the era of, you know, COVID and, you know, budgets and everything else, a lot of these state houses folded. And, of course, some of them, you understand, you know, it was an easy fold for them because it supported a Democratic outcome.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, under the threat of lawsuits and, you know, I would call interference, which is really what it was, you know, we had, for example, our Democratic majority legislature here in Nevada changed all of the voting laws, literally fundamentally transformed our voting process with not one Republican vote, you know, under the guise of the pandemic. They ushered in unlimited ballot harvesting. We're the only state in the union to have unlimited ballot harvesting. We have, you know, same-day registration, same-day voting, no voter ID, all mail-in ballot, you know, universal mail-in balloting, thereby eliminating the chain of custody. So the voting laws were extraordinarily weakened. And one of, and I should say the integrity was extraordinarily weakened, but one of the mistakes Trump made on that campaign trail back in 2020 was he said, vote on election day. It makes it harder for them to cheat that way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well,
not everybody's voting on election day. If everybody was voting on election day, that might make some sense. But not everybody's voting on election day, right?
Well, not everyone's voting on election day because the laws allow you in many states, if not all of the states, there's something now called early voting. So, you know, people are voting, it's not election day anymore. It's basically election month.
Exactly.
So when you encourage people to vote on a specific day, that kind of gives a heads up to the ne'er-do-wells that might be running the elections, to, you know, if you look at Arizona, all of a sudden all the printers broke in one of the reddest counties in Arizona. And, you know, they could not count the ballots. They could not print the ballots, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, all of these tricks came into play on election day that suppressed and compromised the people's ability to vote. And historically, when you look, Republicans have always voted on election day. We're very traditional
right,
in that sense.
Right.
But the laws now have changed, and the Democrats have widely changed those laws. And it's not to benefit Democrats. It's not to benefit Republicans. It's to benefit Democrats. So you have to play their game. If there's ballot harvesting, harvest ballots. If it's universal mail-in balloting, mail your ballot. If it's early voting, vote early.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you level the playing field. And stubbornly, the Republican Party, under its previous leadership, ignored these things. And I agree with you that it was regrettable that Donald Trump made that statement. I'm sure he's going to make a different statement this year, especially in light of his daughter-in-law being involved in the leadership at the RNC, that there was a brilliant move, and especially with them hiring new people there, because you know, we've got to be vigilant about it, you know, you follow their lead. I mean, if they're going to do this, I mean, because they've gotten away with it, there's no punishment. The American people, 60% of the American people, still maintain, I'm confused, I don't understand, you know, how Joe Biden got elected. I get it, okay? And they're not interested in adjudicating this, even though, you know, it's gone to court, I think, over 60 times. I think Joe Fried, who was an expert on this and the CPA, had said that I think we won 4 cases on it, but, of course, it wasn't celebrated, and that's ignored to the point that the everyday response from the left is that look, it's gone to, you know, it's been adjudicated in court, you know, 60 times, and they found nothing. Well, many of those cases, if not all, were negated from the court based on standing, on a technicality. We have not had any true investigation into what happened. We've had lawsuits where Dominion has tried to, you know, not tried, but they have protected their interest, and they've won some lawsuits there. But it still is amazing to me, particularly with the Dominion machine, because, you know, the CEO of Dominion flat out lied to Congress. when he said that those machines, there was no way those machines could connect with the internet until I can't remember which congressman or senator it was that said, hey, what about this black box? Looks like a modem to me. And a modem is what you need in order to connect to the internet. And so then he backpedaled and gave some kind of soft, squishy excuse that the Democrats ran interference for. But the fact of the matter is that it's a question that still remains, Megan.
Well, yeah, and it is. When you have a majority of Republicans and even, you know, a slight majority of Democrats kind of questioning the outcome of the election, look, not every Democrat voted for Joe Biden. You know, a lot of people cast a vote for Bernie Sanders or what have you. I mean, Bernie Sanders won the Nevada primary years ago against Hillary Clinton. So you have this bifurcation in the Democratic Party, which is, you know, basically full-blown Stalinist communist and then communist light in Bernie Sanders and AOC and the other quote-unquote progressive wing of the Democratic Party. What Joe Biden's problem going into this election, outside of the very obvious, you know, mental faculties, the decreasing of his mental faculties, his age, you know, his gas, so to speak, is not only the economy, it's not only inflation, it's this young vote that we are seeing now rising up, you know, similar to the Vietnam protest against Israel.
Right.
So this puts Michigan into play for Joe Biden, and he cannot be so certain that he's going to get 81 million votes, in air quotes, again this time around.
Right, exactly. Well, and, you know, Hispanics, blacks, you know, they're realizing the pain and the just the absolute horror of Joe Biden and these Democratic policies. And I remind everybody, it's more than Joe Biden. People say, well, it's just Joe Biden. The entire Democratic Party lockstep into these policies that has killed energy, has opened our borders, and has compromised our national security. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Megan Barr. Stay with us just about 18 before the top of the hour.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan Barth continues with us. Megan, what do you make of all this lawfare that's been targeted toward Donald Trump? I think it's quite ironic. I mean, Biden's numbers are plummeting. I got to imagine as the Biden apparatchik was assembling, you know, this cabal, and they did assemble this cabal. They were involved. I mean, there's records of, you know, Alvin Bragg going to the White House, Fannie Willis, the number three from the Justice Department, leaving his post to come and be involved in these lawsuits, whether it's Georgia or New York. But it would appear that when you look and see how Biden's numbers, his polling, have plummeted, and of course, these are based on idiotic policies that he's employing. I mean, he tells people, hey, you know, if you reelect me, I'm going to, you know, tax the holy hell out of you. Oh, wow, you got my vote. You know, but that aside, it seems to me that these judges who have been, you know, exercising all this lawfare and this attack, these attacks on Donald Trump, everything, what they've done is they've almost become campaign surrogates, because the more idiotic things they do to President Trump, he raises more money, you know, for his campaign. His poll numbers continue to go up. So maybe after all is said and done, we'll say thank you, Judge Mershon and Engoron and Fannie Willis and Jack Smith and Alvin Bragg. What do you say?
Yeah, I mean this whole entire legal charade is exactly that. It's a charade, and the most unfortunate thing that has resulted from this charade is the complete bastardization of the justice system. When's the last time you ever heard a Democrat activist judge recuse themselves from a trial? Never. You know, you have Republicans always recuse themselves. It's like our inclination to, be ethical.
Right.
And then on the flip side, you don't have that same ethical purview from the judiciary of these activist judges. Mershon should definitely have recused himself, specifically because of his own daughter, who is a Democratic activist and a well-paid activist. And he has absolutely no business presiding over this sham trial, nor has this sham trial should ever seen the light of day.
Mm-hmm.
This hush money trial, what was the crime? Is it a crime to pay somebody to shut up? No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the average American voter that isn't deranged understands that. So where is the crime? What is the crime here?
Exactly.
And then not only do you have to, you know, make up this premise that there was a crime committed to pay somebody hush money, but then on top of that, you have to show that there was an intent by Donald Trump to basically interfere, or sway, or influence the election. And this is absurd. This is absolutely absurd. And again, like I said, this trial should have never seen the light of day. And the only reason why this trial was allowed to proceed was politics.
Without a doubt.
And I was telling somebody the other day, Bill, the last place I would ever want to be tried by a jury of my peers is anywhere in a blue state, number one. But number two, I don't want a jury by my quote-unquote peers. Because when you look at the average intelligence of the average jury person, they aren't my peer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
no, exactly. That's what's laughable. Have a jury of Donald Trump's peers. There's not one billionaire in that lineup.
Right.
So, you know, just that in and of itself, I mean, how many people, you know, created jobs that are in that jury? You know, so it's, and I've said this long ago, even before Donald Trump, is that you're exactly right. If we are to be judged by a jury of our peers, then you need to have people. I mean, to me, that implies that there is some sort of compatibility in terms of, you know, worldview and experience, doesn't it? You would think.
Well, right. You would think, but that's just simply not the case. So, you know, Donald Trump, first of all, the Democrats picked these specific locations, like the, I think it was Fulton County in Georgia, New York, and Washington, D.C., okay, which have like 95% Democrat voters.
Right, exactly.
You aren't going to find a grand jury that's smart enough or not politicized. You aren't going to find a regular jury that's smart enough or not politicized. So this whole thing is just nothing but a charade, but a dangerous one in the sense that, like I said, the whole entire judicial system and the rule of law has been bastardized because of these political activists that are posing as judges and that are posing as prosecutors.
Exactly. Well, Donald Trump is the ham sandwich, isn't he? That's basically what it's come out to be, right?
Right.
He's the ham sandwich. Yeah, and the deal
Ultimate
is in shame. Yeah, exactly. And shame on these grand juries because they're the first line of defense. You know, to have the critical thinking applied to be able to measure something and be that that first line of defense for our democracy. And what do? In these blue states, they just go along. It's like, wait a minute, this is how out of control this is, and what we're going to have to put up with for a while. This is why I say with Donald Trump is that, you know, people say four more years. I say, hell no, it's got to be 12, at least 12. Because you're going to give him four, and whoever he picks as vice president has got to be strong enough to carry the baton into the next 8 years so that we have 12 years in total. Because basically, from Obama to Biden, it's been 12 years of misery. And it's going to take more than 4 years to undo the deep state and all this Marxist indoctrination and inculcation of the bureaucracy. This isn't going to be cleaned up in 4 years. It's going to be impossible.
Yeah, it's going to take quite a bit of time to undo the decades of damage that the Democrat Party has done and that the unelected bureaucrats have done to the rule of law. I mean, when you have, for example, the impeachment of Homeland Secretary Mayorkas gets stopped even before the trial, not one Democrat voted to just have the trial in the Senate for impeachment. That has never been done in the history of this country.
Yeah.
So
get ready. It's going to come back on them. That's what happened. Just like the same thing with Harry Reid, your buddy there. You know, when he went nuclear, guess what? You know,
the Republicans went and the Democrats went crazy. Well, hey, look it, we're just doing what you did. So get ready. It's going to come back on them, right?
Well, you would hope so.
Well, it did in the case of with Harry Reid, and this idea, this is what drives me nuts when the Republicans get so squishy and think that they can play. They can't. This is a war, Megan. This is a war for this Democratic Republic. And clearly the left, the Democratic Party, has sold themselves out to the values of Marxism and socialism. You've got Joe Biden, you know, selling us out for the highest bidder. His office, his family, you know, they've been up for bid for a long time. And the thing that amazes me is that this, whether we talk about Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton or John Kerry, this all happened on Barack Obama's watch. And nothing is saying. It's like this guy is like Teflon. Nothing points, nobody is about to bring up Obama's name or any possible association with all this illegal activity, right? But if it was the other way around, it was Donald Trump and it was his surrogates around him, oh my goodness, would he be, you know, he'd be crucified already, repeatedly.
Well, one of the things that I thought and find is so hypocritical of the Democrats who are currently in power is that just a short while ago when Donald Trump was president, they couldn't find the money to build the wall. They said it was too expensive. Yet we have now hundreds of billions in taxpayer dollars going to the housing, feeding, education, and welfare, basically, of people who have zero right to be here.
Right.
The people that have zero right to be here have illegally crossed our borders and are now plaguing communities, whether they be the inner cities of Chicago, New York, for example, in Colorado, one of the largest hospitals in Denver is facing hundreds of millions of dollars of unpaid medical bills because illegal aliens have been using the hospital and the emergency room like a doctor's office.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, look at...
So we couldn't afford the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you very much, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, AOC et al. And this is where the voter needs to realize where the problem begins and who's responsible. And for this upcoming election, look at, you've got to send, if you are going to elect Trump, then you got to give Trump an army of like-minded people to come in and reinforce the battle, right? Because it is going to be a battle royale that's going to take place. And there's not room and place for squishy, weak backbone conservatives. You got to come in and understand that this is a war, and it's going to be, there's no doubt, it's going to break tradition. It has to, because the Democratic Party has broken tradition. And as you said, Megan, this is a generational problem, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's a generational problem, and it's going to take, as you said, a very long time to kind of right the wrongs that have been, you know, in place for quite some time against American citizens.
We'll leave it there. She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan Barth has been our guest. Megan, thank you. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks. You too.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of